Incredible. But right now here on ABC Central Victoria, let's talk insects, because we're really lucky here in Central Victoria to have what's called the Central Victorian Regional Insect Collection. Now, apparently this hasn't happened by accident. After a long history of insect collection around Central Victoria, the collection of the former Insectarium of Victoria was located at Heathcote and then Woodend. It actually got destroyed. And the collection held by La Trobe University was also in danger of being lost. And were it not for my next guest and other passionate people, Bert Canduccio, Bert has helped save the important collection and has set up the Central Victorian Regional Insect Collection. Bert, good morning. Can you tell us more about how this has all come about?
Good morning, Sian. How are you? Nice to be with you. How it all came about? Well, it started with the announcement that the Applied Science 1 and 2 buildings at La Trobe University were due to be demolished sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Central Victorian Insect Collections were in desperate need for a new home. So because I had a long association with the university as a research associate, I was contacted by one of the lecturers in early March last year, suggesting, Bert, can you help us? We need to find a new home for the student reference collections. And so we jumped on board and managed to relocate it successfully here to Woodend, and we've been working on it ever since. So it's a great outcome because the collection here represents the last remaining reference collection of insects for the entire Central Victorian region. So it had to be saved, because if this was gone, we basically would have no other reference material left at all. So we had to step in and act.
So to understand, why is this particular collection of significance because of its reference or its value to students of insects?
Well, okay, think of having a library with no library books. These insects represent the biological library of the region. And to give your listeners an idea of the area that it covers, it covers an area from the Murray River Basin all the way down to the Macedon Ranges, just south of Gisborne, across to the east to Shepparton and Euroa, and then across to the west to the other side of Ballarat. So it covers a huge swath of area from Central Victoria. And it forms essentially a reference baseline, somewhere where we can begin looking at what the structure of insect diversity was in the late 60s, early 70s. We can go back to any of these particular areas where the insects themselves were collected, and we can compare what was there to what is there today. And essentially, we can utilise this for many different forms of studies dealing with climatic change and how the insects respond accordingly.
Bert, I'm curious, how big is the collection? How many insects do you have pinned, or I guess that's how they're displayed, pinned or in boxes?
Yeah, well, we roughly have about 25,000 pinned specimens that are labelled and are being sorted out as we speak. We also have a huge volume of liquid stored material, probably about another 100,000 specimens there. So essentially we're looking at close to 200,000 specimens by the time everything's curated and prepared properly. It's taken us, to give you listeners an idea, it's taken us nearly a year and a half just to catalogue just the ants in the collection. So by the time we finish all the different varieties of insect orders, we're probably looking at about 15 to 20 years' work just classifying, databasing and imaging the specimens that are held there.
So you said it just took a year to classify the ants or catalogue the ants?
Correct.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Does it, when you're going through the catalogue of insects, yeah, how did they come into the possession of La Trobe University as it was? Like, who goes out and finds these insects and says that needs to go into a collection as a reference point?
Well, the La Trobe Uni ran some fairly extensive biology courses over many, many decades. And part of the studies that students were required to complete were to go out and do an assessment of and sampling of insects as part of their degrees. So over time, these students amassed quite a lot of unusual and unique material, and that's built up over the many decades since the late 1960s, as I said. We also had a lot of members of the public deposit unusual specimens that they had collected as well too. So that forms quite a significant portion of the collection as well too.
So in terms of what you can see, I mean, you referenced it at the beginning of our chat, but which I found interesting was that you can start to see the animals in terms of climate change and how they're affected. Are you, I guess in a sense, as you're cataloguing these insects and making sure that they are preserved for the future, are you also looking at how the insects change so that you might be able to see a pattern in regards to climate and how the and how those insects are adapting to climate?
Absolutely. One of the very first things we began noticing, just dealing with the ant component of the collection, is that based on past records, we've discovered that some species that were originally collected in northern Queensland were now finding their way here in central Victoria. So somehow we're going to have to rewrite the total distribution records of many, many species throughout the collection. And that's just with the ants that we're working with. Who knows what other discoveries we're going to be making in the next couple of years once we start moving into other insect groups represented here. So it's very, very interesting findings, valuable research that we still need to do. And I'm sure that we'll find many new discoveries.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's someone who's obviously got a good grasp of ants and their entomology and what their behaviours are and what that actually means in terms of studying and finding out what a Queensland ant is doing in central Victoria. Do you think, Bert, reaching out to a number of experts in various insect fields and saying, hey, we've got this this showcase of data that we want you to look at and how it might drip feed into research in terms of insects in future?
Look, we've already done that. We had links with the Division of Entomology at the CSIRO. They're very keen for us to make our findings available to the Australian National Insect Collection. And so we've collaborated along the way to develop a particular database that's able to be uploaded to the CSIRO experts up there. And also, we're working with several other researchers that have had relationships with students themselves and the collection. And to give you an example, one of our research associates from La Trobe is currently working on a particular family of spiders that mimic ants. They're called zodiridid spiders. And so by working on the ants, we can now begin to correlate what type of spider mimics what type of ants. And so we can start to develop the knowledge on the interrelationships of different insect and invertebrate groups. So it's not just working with insects, we'll be working with the spiders of the collections, the millipedes, the centipedes, and many other different types of invertebrates. So it's very, very exciting with what we're doing.
Oh, I can. My mind is exploding with all the possible implications and what it means for science.
Absolutely.
But where do you keep such a large collection?
Okay, we currently have it stored at our premises here in Woodend. Now, we're looking to find a permanent home for it because ideally we would love to make this resource publicly available. Mm. And so we're now under discussion with representatives from the Massena Ranger Shire Council because there's a new redevelopment of the community precinct area that currently takes in the Tourist Information Centre and the public library here in town. So we're hoping that down the track we'll be able to have space allocated so we can relocate the collection permanently down into that facility and have that freely available for students, people interested in agriculture or permaculture or sustainability as well. But more so, we need to fund the work that we're doing. And in order to do that, we're currently running publicly available courses, either online or in-house. So members of the public will be able to dial in online, attend various courses that we're running, and in turn, that will help fund the work that we're doing between myself and our volunteers. So it's exciting times ahead.
And Bert, I heard a little rumour that you're looking at an expo maybe in the middle of this year?
Yes, we're sort of keeping that quiet until we finalise venues and various other things, but we're already receiving quite a lot of interest from exhibitors interstate as well. And so it'll be the first of its kind ever run in the state of Victoria. And in fact, I think anywhere in Australia. So exciting stuff happening later on this year. And we'll have more to talk about later on as we develop that project.
Oh, I'm sorry, I let the cat out of the bag.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry, Bert.
No, that's fine.
Look, Bert, if people want to find out, I mean, I could talk to you for hours about this because I love science and I love learning about the world around me as an individual. Sure. If people want to learn more about the collection, is there a place where they can sort of log on and have a look, or have you got a Facebook page or group that people can follow?
Absolutely. If you remember the word Central Victorian Regional Insect Collection, just take the first letters of each, cvric.com.au. We have a huge website. Your listeners will be able to look at not only the work that we're doing, but also the specimens themselves, the types of courses that we run or that we're running. And we even have a forum so we can freely discuss any aspect of the collections that any member of the public would like to find out about. So cvric.com.au, Gian.
I love it, Bert. Thank you so much for taking me into the world of insects. I find it fascinating. Thank you for your time.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. I'll be doing it for 40 years. I hope to continue for another 40.
Maybe you'll inspire a future entomologist out there, Bert. Who knows?
Well, yeah, who knows? We've done it before, though. Yep.
Well, there you go. You never know.
Yep.
You never
That's
know.
That's right.
That's why it's important to chat about this stuff. Thank you so much. That is Bert Candaceo, who is talking this morning about an amazing collection of insects, 100,000 insects plus by the sounds of it. It's taken them a year so far just to catalogue the ants, which is absolutely sensational. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's marvellous that Bert and a team of volunteers have decided to save the insects for future generations, because essentially we can learn so much from them.
New from ABC iView and ABC TV.
I'm really sorry. I killed two people last night after I tried really hard not to.
Okay, well, that's not ideal.
The award-winning twisted cat-and-mouse dark comedy thriller is back.
You shot someone.
In the hand.
Killing Eve, the finale season.
So what game are you playing?
Log in to Stream New Eps Weekly on ABC iView and watch Sunday nights from 9:30 on ABC TV.
Not sure about Killing Eve. I might have to go back and listen to or watch season 2. The first season, I was like, oh, yeah, it's all right. But, you know, if Killing Eve is your thing,